Okay, Frasiacs, welcome to a brand new episode of the Sarah Fraser Show. Welcome back. Oh my God, what happened to you this past week? What happened to me this past week? Oh yeah, Roe v. Wade was overturned. Fuck our lives. Oh God, can you believe it? Welcome to the podcast. Yeah, we're going to start on this note. Yeah, we are. I mean, I don't know. Everywhere you go, you talk to people about this. Everywhere. I cannot believe it was overturned. And, you know, I enjoy my Instagram DM box most of the time. Most of the time, it's really great. This past weekend, oh my God, I could cry. You know, I feel like I know why we're so messed up in this country. Like with misinformation, right? You know, whether it's election misinformation or even just like media misinformation or a story. I think at this point, everybody knows, you know, obviously I am pro-choice for a woman. And I've told my own story. I posted it again this weekend on Instagram. For those of you who don't know, you know, before KJ was born, we were pregnant. We had a molar pregnancy miscarriage at 15 weeks. Essentially, what that means is two sperm fertilize one egg, and your baby ultimately can't live. In some rare case, like in some really, you know, very like, I don't even know, low statistical numbers, the baby can like actually go to term. But then when it's born, it has like so many abnormalities, right? So, you know, we obviously were aware by the OBGYN that our son, you know, would probably not even make it to term. And so our first appointment, we actually had to think about, did we want to do a medical abortion? Oh my God, let me just tell you the stress of thinking about that. Because I think the thing is, like, for anyone that's had a medical abortion or had even doctors tell you there's a chromosomal abnormality, right? There's part of you that always thinks, well, what if they're wrong? What if they're wrong? What if they just read the test wrong that day? What if something? And of course, by the way, I went for a second opinion. And by the time I'd gone for the second opinion, the baby had actually passed on his own. So of course, we were going to have a DNC to remove it. So I put this story up on Instagram and oh my God, you know, and I know now, of course, anytime I share an opinion, I'm going to get, you know, a flood of different opinions back, which I'm fine with. Obviously, I think that goes with the territory. When you're a public figure, you have a podcast, you step into talking about or sharing something that is politically or religiously charged. Even isn't. I mean, got anything creative? I mean, I can't wait to post my stand-up comedy. I'm sure that'll have thoughts, you know? Anyway, so, this whole floodgate. People were like, these abortions are not going to, they're not going to ban, you know, medical abortions, you're still going to be able to have that. Guys, then people said that it's listed, you know, people that work in the medical field were like, no, it is listed as a abortion. That is like the medical or insurance code that's given. So, you know, that could become dangerous for some of these states that are completely banning abortion. Because, you know, I've seen that circulating a lot online, which I'm sure you guys can tell me more and you can hit me up on Instagram and slide in my DMs. But a lot of people were saying, don't do a period tracker. Don't do, don't purchase anything online, like meaning the morning after pill or anything like that. If you live in one of these really strict states, because they could be tracking that information. I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about that. I don't know if that's actually happening. Nothing would shock me. So I guess maybe really thinking about what you're posting. And of course, you know, if you have any app, they're tracking everything about us. It's literally why you mention that you want to buy shaving cream. And then for the next 3 days, it's every fucking ad is shaving cream on your iPhone and your computer. And forget it. If you've got an Apple, they like all link up and then chirp at you all the time to buy it. So, you know, we know they're spying on us, but anyway, there was a lot of debate, but the reality essentially is that what happened to us would have been listed as a medical abortion. So and in some states, once the baby had passed, I'm sure you can get a DNC in a lot of these states that are banning abortions. I'm sure, because the baby has passed. But some people are saying no. And of course, you know, I mean, now, even like if you have a Down syndrome child, in a lot of states, when you get your, your panel back for all of your genetic issues, I mean, you can decide to keep that pregnancy or not. And of course, for states that are banning it, you would have to keep that pregnancy. I just think there's so many gray areas. I can't believe some of these states don't make exceptions for rape, for incest. It's crazy. However, I do think maybe the only comforting news to some degree, although we'll see how they track you, is a lot of abortions are done by pill now, you know, morning after pill. I'm pretty sure within the first several weeks, and obviously consult with a doctor, or, you know, someone that's way more qualified than I am. I hope you get that by now tuning into my show. But you basically can take a pill and then that terminates the pregnancy. But obviously, if you live in a state where it's illegal, I don't know. Can you be shipped that pill? Can you be shipped that pill without the company being probably not, right? Without the company being liable, you being liable. It's crazy. It's wild that we're going backwards. I know it's a big victory if people are religious. I certainly had people in my DMs saying, you know, that they've been praying for this for a long time and that medical exceptions will be made. I think that's state by state. So I just don't see, people were like, show me the evidence where you can't get a, you know, a medical abortion. I think in some cases you can't. Anyway, I did want to give you resources. Obviously, I think that it is a woman's right to choose. And here's what you can do if you are pro-choice. You can donate to an abortion fund, which is called abortionfunds.org. You can support a local Planned Parenthood. I've done that for several years in the past and then stopped, but I'll be starting again. Help independent clinics, keeparclinics.org, and share why you fight for abortion access using the hashtag whatever the reason. You can take action and learn more at bandsoff.org. So bands off our bodies, that's where it's at. But I would imagine for the next several years, this is what we're looking at. So, and my story I shared because it really was prompted from this tweet. That was the treatment for an ectopic pregnancy is abortion. The treatment for a septic uterus is abortion. The treatment for a miscarriage that your body won't release is abortion. If you can't get those abortions, you can die. You die. So that's what I'm, you know, most concerned about for women is these medical abortions. And of course, you know, we know from Planned Parenthood and years of research that when you ban abortion, you don't stop the abortions. You just make it very dangerous and women die. You know, obviously, I spent a lot of time in the D.C. area. Abortion is still legal in Maryland, by the way. Virginia, I did see where Governor Youngkin was looking to ban it at 15 weeks. But as of now in Virginia, you still can have access and get abortions. So crazy. Hopefully you're saving your energy and preserving all your mental health, right? We all need that. Let's thank a couple of sponsors. I have some great stories to talk about. People want to know, by the way, switching total gears to something very superficial. This will take your mind off things. It's also why I watched 90 Day Fiancé with Schman. We're obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé because it's like the ultimate, like whatever's going on in the world, you can just tune in there and completely forget about your troubles. It's the best. And by the way, I have a big announcement on, you probably already saw this on my TikTok, but I have a huge announcement on a guest tomorrow on the show. Okay, let's thank sponsors Thrive. Guys, Thrive Cosmetics. If you're not aware, Thrive has some of the most amazing cosmetics you could ever want. And also, they're paraben-free, sulfate-free. What I love about them is they're actually good for your skin. And they have a ton of five-star ratings. High-performance beauty and skincare products made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. No parabens, sulfates, and they are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. The cause? Thrive Cosmetics in the name. The reason for that is because every purchase supports organizations that help communities thrive. I have loved using their products. Two of my favorite are also two of most consumers' favorites. It's their eyelash. Their Liquid Lash Extension Mascara is their best-selling product, has more than 15,000 five-star reviews. And it mimics the look of lash extensions without damaging glue or expensive salon prices. And then their Brilliant Eye Brightener. Cream to powder highlighter stick brightens and opens the eyes, giving you an instant eye lift. And it helps you look like you've had plenty of restful sleep, even if you haven't. Order now. This is the best part. Of course, you get 15% off your entire first order when you use my code. Right now, you can get that 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/TSFS. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/TSFS for 15% off your first order. Switchcraft. Look, all summer long, we're going to be spending a lot of time with our families. We're going to be in airplanes. We're going to be in airports. What you need is a little switchcraft in your life. Guys, if you're not familiar with switchcraft, it is an awesome switch. It's a match three game, I should say. And what's great about switchcraft is you never get bored because it's actually like part choose your own adventure. It's part, you know, different levels. It's also LGBTQ plus. They have so many different characters as well in it. So, you know, you're a witch at Pendle Hook. That's where you start out. And then you get to really kind of just like choose your own adventure. Pendle Hill is where it is. Sorry, not Pendle Hook. You take on the role of Bailey, a witch at Pendle Hill, the world's top academy of witchcraft. I've been playing. I love it. It's really fun and it's super easy. And, you know, you don't get bored because there's a little story. There's a little choose your own adventure. I can't put it down. I love it. It's free to download. You have nothing to lose. So go and do it. Switchcraft is like reading a mystery novel, but better. Because you get to decide what Bailey does next. Explore a realm of magic, mystery, and romance. Download Switchcraft on your mobile phone today for free. Also, FYI, whether you're downloading Switchcraft, whether you're purchasing from Thrive, or any of my numerous other sponsors, you are getting a free t-shirt when you frequent one. So the best way, of course, I've told you guys for years to support my show is to buy from my sponsors, and you guys do a terrific, terrific job of that. If you'd like a limited edition Sarah Fraser Show t-shirt, just buy from one of my sponsors, take a screenshot, send it to me in my DMs on Instagram at the Sarah Fraser Show, and I'll send it to you. And I'll take care of shipping as well. You know, Camille Vasquez, who we all love, you know that name because she was Johnny Depp's attorney. So this past week, in some other light news, she's now being hailed as a Wonder Woman because she was on a flight from LA to New York City where a 70-year-old guy passed out. He hit his head on the floor, like he just fell right over, right? So she gets up. She's in first class with her bodyguard. That's when you know you're like the shit. You know what I mean? You're traveling with your bodyguard. She gets up, she jumps into action, gets down in the aisle with him. The bodyguard even takes off his Apple Watch, puts it on the guy and starts monitoring his vitals. And then Camille Vasquez calls her brother-in-law, who happens to be like a cardiologist physician, to have him take her through a bunch of steps to see if the guy's having like a heart attack or a brain hemorrhage. This woman is like, I mean, I cannot even believe it. She's down there. She's like monitoring his vitals. Then I guess they end up obviously making an announcement. There's some sort of surgeon on board. So like the doctor comes in, takes over. Once she gets up after trying to like save the guy, who I believe is okay, everybody cheers. She gets a bottle of champagne delivered to her. Like, what? And people on the flight said she was, quote, a Wonder Woman. What? I mean, oh my God. Is there anything this woman can't do? Hot, smart, wins Johnny Depp's libel suit, the whole deal, and now saves a guy. So there you go. If you were following that story, it's so funny over the week. I mean, I said on my Instagram, I'm like, what's next for this woman? Like, if gold bullion starts shooting from her vag, will any of us be surprised? No. We'll be like, oh, perfectly normal. There's also an OnlyFans star who makes $250,000 a month. Ugh, what are we all doing wrong, right? What are we all doing wrong? You know, we're all schlepping into a 9-to-5 or still logging on to Zoom when if we just shaved our buttholes, we could be making $200,000 and shared our buttholes with everyone. We would be making $250,000 a year. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, myoptimalbody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's myoptimalbody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Kazumi is her name. Kazumi is saying that she wants to take down the stigma of how many people that you have sex with. And she says she has an ongoing policy where she has sex with people she dates on the first night because she wants to destigmatize having sex with someone on the first date. And she also says it takes out all the awkwardness. Yeah, this is a real story. I kind of like it. She says she has had, you know, she slept with dozens and dozens of people, and she's full disclosure about it with guys from the very first moment that they start texting. She says that when they go out, she is not going to eat. She's not going to dinner with them before. They can hang out, have drinks or whatever. Because she does not like to eat before sex. But if she's actually interested in you, she's going to have sex with you on the very first date. There you go. She says that she also is encouraging women, who gives a fuck what people think about you and how many people you've had sex with. I think that's just such a great, I always think this is such a fascinating discussion, right? Because of course, you know, we don't want to judge, but then we all do judge secretly people, like, what's your number, you know? And even if you're with a guy and he's like slept with 100 women, I mean, don't you feel like that's excessive? Like, to me, 30 is a good number, you know? You've had a lot of experience. 30 is good. You've had a lot of experience, but you haven't been too, you know, but you still were able to go to work. You know what I mean? Like 100 people. I mean, 100 people from when to when? Maybe 30 is low. Is 30 low? Okay. Maybe I'm just wishing my number was 30. You know, that would be like great. Like, to me, 30 is a well-rounded, all right, you know, you've experienced different people, different countries, hopefully, you know, a few different backgrounds. You know, you've tasted the buffet. You've gone around the buffet line again. You know, but it's like a good number. He drops 200 on you. You're like, what? How's your dick not falling off? You know, I don't know. Does that seem like a lot? 200 or no? Is everybody listening here like, oh my God, I hit 200 at 28. Good for you. God, fucking morning radio really fucked me up. I mean, getting up at 3:30 in the morning, 4 a.m. It's like, who wants to do you at 4 in the afternoon? People are still working, you know, and that was like pre-pandemic. That was when you actually like had to go into the office. All right, Kazumi, you can follow. She's on social media. She's giving sex tips. I'm here for it. You know, do you, girl. Okay, can we talk about this other real tragedy? This is like shocking because I didn't put two and two together until I saw another TikToker share her story. Y'all know I'm obsessed with TikTok. I hope you're following me on TikTok. I do like tons of 90-day fiance updates on my own personal life. So, okay, this TikTok star, Ophelia Nichols, you probably know her as Mama Tot. I think even maybe her Instagram name is Mama Tot. All right, she came on over the weekend and she was like, you know, a lot of people are very emotional on TikTok because it's obviously Gen Z. So it's talking a lot about all of your problems. And I'm here for all that. It's just, I can't, like, I'm also there for the dances. So I can't watch like tearing up video after tearing up video and crying video after crying video. So I kind of, the first time I saw it, this is terrible, I scrolled on. Then I saw another TikToker duetter and I was like, okay, what's going on? Turns out in Mobile, Alabama, her 19-year-old son, Randon Lee, was gunned down. She had 7 million followers on TikTok prior to his murder. And she went on TikTok basically begging and asking. She's like, look, I've never asked any of you for anything, but I'm asking today, can you help solve the murder of my son? You know, people talk, people know something. I know people sometimes don't want to give up information. They're fearful. But my son was this, you know, beautiful spirit. He was the everything to me. Please, I'm begging you. So if you're in Mobile, Alabama, I mean, this woman has so many, I guarantee this is the beautiful power of the internet that these suspects will be found. Supposedly, police already have two suspects that they're looking at, or two leads of individuals. I haven't read any further details about it. Sounds like he was gunned down outside of like a store, like a 7, I don't think it was a 7-Eleven, so don't quote me, but like outside of a store there. And it's completely tragic. She is like one of the most positive human beings on TikTok. She like talks about her experience. She tries to mentor, give other people help. So certainly if you know anything about it, I mean, please, Give any information. Ophelia Nichols is her real name. Mama Tot, you know her. And I'm certainly going to continue to follow this because it's just so tragic and random and just 19 years old. It's, you know, I don't even see. I go, oh, I don't want to watch crying videos. Like if I keep talking about this, I'll be crying. But definitely people know something. And when you have that huge reach, I know that people will use that for good. I've been invited to a brunch in a weed cafe this weekend. That's kind of awkward because I don't smoke weed or use weed. You know, I don't eat it or ingest it because weed tends to make me crazy. So was this an invite I should have turned down? Probably, right? Also, by the way, I'm just curious. Are you a parent that like gets high with a kid? Like, how do you do it? I don't even understand mommy wine culture. These moms that bring like tumblers. I'm like, you're telling me you're bringing a tumbler to a soccer game? Like if I turn around twice with KJ now, he's literally trying to plug things into a live outlet. And you're going to mix alcohol and weed? Like I have a one glass of wine limit. Now, should I have said no to this invitation 100%? But I'm also curious, like what happens at a weed cafe? And do you think it's like a bar you can just go and just not partake? I'm sure, right? I'll give you a full report. Everybody here in Los Angeles, you know, they eat, it's very designer though. They eat it, it's gummies, you know. I guess people still smoke or vape, but it's, you know, it's all the rage, right? So anyway, I'm going. I'll let you know. I've moved to a new city. I've been invited to 2 4th of July parties. Now, one of the chicks is coming from out of town, my good friend Blair, you know, who's been on this podcast, but still, I'm booked and busy. I got plans. I'll let you know. I'm going to have some 4th of July shenanigans this weekend, I can tell. Okay, also, people want to know if I kept the Moschino. I think that I'm saying it correctly. Moschino Couture Kellogg's/Tony the Tiger dress that I put up on my Instagram. That was $500, but I got it for $369. I didn't keep it. I do love it, and it was giving me Erica Jane vibes, but it was the last one at Nordstrom's on the sale, and it was a little big in the shoulder. It was a little big, and it kind of looked like pajamas. Now, am I known? And also, does anyone else feel this way? Do you guys have girlfriends that, like, have so much designer clothing shit, but they don't own their own house? And do you feel weird about that? The older I get, I feel like, why am I buying a $500 dress when I don't own my own condo yet? Like, doesn't that seem like bad investing? I don't know. you know, I'm out here because I want to be a TV producer too, a national TV, you know, host, right? So some of my producing stuff is like really making headway. So I'm like, oh, when I, and this is my mentality when I was like on the radio, I was like, as soon as I get like a bonus or whatever, I'm buying a big girl bag, which I bought my Louis Vuitton, you know, my $2,500. And so the other day I was thinking that like, I, you know what, when my show gets sold, when one of the two show concepts is sold, I'm buying a Chanel $3,500 handbag. And then I also thought to myself, bitch, you don't even fucking own the two bags. How about you use that as part of your down payment? You know, like what are you going to roll up into this measly closet you live in and live with your Chanel? Like, get a grip, sis. I don't know. Is this just me? But I see all my girlfriends. A lot of my girlfriends have all this designer stuff. And then they live in a one bedroom. I'm like, and they don't own it. I'm like, isn't that like, are we getting to the age where like we can't keep doing this? Like, we got to put that money towards a mortgage. Like, we got to invest. Am I nuts? Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Also, I wanted to tell you about a huge interview that drops tomorrow on TSFS. Huge. Guys, you know I love TLC shows for many, many years, from Darcy and Stacey to the whole cast of characters from I Love a Mama's Boy to Welcome to Plathville. Olivia and Ethan Plath have been on this show. 90 Day Fiancé stars. I love the TLC universe. I think they have some of the greatest programming. Aside, I do love Bravo. I do love Housewives. And you guys know I do a lot of Housewife recaps with my guy, David Yontif, from Behind the Velvet Rope. But anyway, tomorrow on the show, Ben Rathbun from Before the 90 Days. So this is like Before the 90 Days, they're making the decision if they're going to even like, you know, one of them is going to come to the United States and they're going to really try and get married in 90 days. This is like Before the 90 Days, okay? Ben Rathbun, you know him, he was with Mahogany. Their storyline was so controversial, all right? So Mahogany was in Peru. She did not want him to come down there with film crews. He did it anyway. She didn't show up to the cafe that they were like supposed to be, you know, meeting at for like hours later. There was a lot of controversy about her Airbnb. Was it real? Was it fake? The two of them have been accused of being actors. I ask everything that we wanted to know from the tell-all. Everything. All right. Are they still together? And you guys have said on my TikTok, no, they're not still together. I would tune in tomorrow. Also, Mahogany's parents really did not seem like they liked Ben on the show. But where are they at now? It's all going to shock you. And then Ben did a live. I don't know if you guys saw this. You know, TMZ dropped the story that he was arrested for a DUI back in, maybe it was like February, but it didn't come out till much later. Actually, I think it was even like a year or so ago, because he talks about how TLC told him, you know, it's going to come out that you have a DUI, which ironically, it didn't come out for a very long time. But because that's kind of funny, because like people usually dig on all these, you know, reality stars fairly quickly. So anyway, he did a TikTok video where he kind of or an Instagram live video where he sort of alleged that a homeless couple had drugged him. But is that true? He talks about that story. He's going to, I mean, I'll just tell you, he clears it up. He doesn't exactly say that. So it's really good. Very controversial on my TikTok. People are like, I hate Ben. I don't want to hear from him. It's really like my Jamie Spears interview, you know, how Alex from Call Her Daddy interviewed Jamie Lynn Spears and everyone was like, fuck you, Alex. I'm never listening. I think she's got like more ratings than ever now. This is my moment. This is my Jamie Lynn Spears moment. People are like, I'm not listening. I hate Ben. Really? Really? Well, I'm about to pop off. Just wait. So anyway, always do me a favor and subscribe to the show on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. Guys, as always, love you. Thank you for listening. Just as a recap, The Sarah Fraser Show, new episodes 7 days a week. Mondays, I interview anybody I like. Tuesdays is more of my personal life and just some thoughts on some stories of the week. And then Wednesdays are all TLC talk. I either interview a famous person in the TLC world or I recap your favorite TLC shows. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are kind of a grab bag, but there are a lot of David Yontif and myself teaming up to talk about your favorite Bravo shows, from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to the new series Dubai and Girls Trip, which just dropped on Peacock. All right. Love you. Subscribe to me on my TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. Bye, everybody. Hey!